It's a hot summer day in Chicago's far western suburbs. Workers at the Heritage Prairie Farm, which produces organic foods, are crouched in a sprawling field of crops. With the midday sun beating down on them, the crew members are feverishly pulling weeds.
Our business is a perfect business to employ teens during the summertime.
That's Bronwyn Weaver. She runs the farm with her husband. In addition to field work, teens are hired to help out with private events that are held on their property. Looking out on the field, Weaver acknowledges the disappointment she feels about not being able to hire as many teens as she would like to.
I'm a mother of two teenagers right now myself, so I know other moms who wish that they had jobs available to teach kids when to be on time, to teach kids good work ethics.
Weaver says recent increases in the minimum wage, along with Illinois' tax burden, prevent her from ramping up hiring during the summer.
I had so many really great kids email me, and I had to turn them away. So yes, it was very frustrating for me, and I'm proud of the jobs that we are able to provide. Right now, you see, there are two teenagers in our workforce, but, you know, there's 10 other jobs that I could have for 10 other kids.
17-year-old Andrew Byers is one of the teens working on the farm this summer. He says he was able to get the job because he's friends with Weaver's daughter. But his previous efforts to land a paying gig weren't as successful.
I looked at a lot of local places. Like, I almost got a job at Great Harvest last year, but then they decided they're not going to hire any teens.
Did they explain why?
No. Okay. There's probably just, like, more experienced people who are applying for the job.
Byers adds many of his friends are having a hard time finding work, and they're not alone. The Department of Labor puts the unemployment rate for teenagers at nearly 25% and more than 40% for African-American teens. Illinois is one of many states that fall in line with the national average. Back on the recruitment side, the DeKalb Public Library saw what was coming when the recession tightened its grip. Management decided to stop hiring teens for shelving books and instead give the jobs to adults who were in need of work. Library Director Dee Coover.
We started getting piles of applications from people extraordinarily well qualified, and they've already been trained. They know how to show up for work on time. They know to work their whole shift. They know to not call in.
Coover says that doesn't mean they're giving up on helping teens get a taste of the real world. She says they still provide volunteer opportunities, which can help teens learn some basic job skills. Coover says they also realize the market will eventually come roaring back, leaving them to give first-time job seekers a serious look for certain positions. Greg Rivera is with the Illinois Department of Employment Security. He says there are ways for teens to get around the problem.
What teens should do right now is grab their calendar and flip to December and make themselves a note to start looking for that summer job in March and in April, because that's really the best time to go ahead and find employment for the summer.
Rivera says teens can also improve their job prospects by placing a greater emphasis on how they prepare for the interview process. I'm Mike Moen.